The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm poet Brenda Shaughnessy, filling in for Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Rituals we have for birthdays usually involve food. Children's birthdays center around the cake, and grown-ups often want their favorite dinner, whether it's home-cooked or at some festive restaurant. Most children love their special day, being the center of attention while everyone sings to them. I sometimes think adults are split on whether we enjoy being celebrated or prefer to slink away unnoticed on our birthdays. I have a great time at other people's birthday parties. I love singing off-key at a dirge-like pace with a bunch of people, all raising a glass to the person with the cardboard hat in the center of the ring of lit candles. It's a fun moment for the rest of us, even if I can't be certain the newly crowned half-centenarian is enjoying it at all. I like planning my kids' birthdays. The chaos and indulgence of little kids still so innocent they don't know what a birthday actually is. Sure, it's an excuse for sweets and presents and more sweets, but as they will discover later, a birthday is also an acknowledgement that we each have only so many of these. Birthday Poem by Paisley Rekdal. It is important to remember that you will die, lifting the fork with the sheep's brain lovingly speared on it to the mouth, the little piece smooth on the one side as a baby mouse pickled in wine, on the other, blood plush and intestinal atop its bed of lentils. The lentils were once picked over for stones in the fields of India, perhaps. The sun shining into tractor blades, slow moving as the swimmer's arms that pierce, then rise, then pierce again the cold water of this river outside your window called the heart or the breast even, but meaning something more than this, beyond the crudeness of flesh. Though what is crude about flesh anyway, watching yourself every day lose another bit of luster? It is wrong to say one kind of beauty replaces another. Isn't it your heart along with its breast muscles that has started to weaken? Solace isn't possible for every loss. Or why else should we clutch, stroke, grasp, love the little powers we once were born with? Perhaps the worst thing in the world would be to live forever. Otherwise, what would be the point of memory without which we would have nothing to hurt or placate ourselves with later? Look, it's only getting worse from here on out. Thank God. Otherwise, the sun on this filthy river could never be as boring or as poignant. The sheep's brain trembling on the fork wouldn't seem once stung by the tang of grass, by the call of some body distant and beloved, to it still singing through the milk. The fork would be only a fork, and not the cool heft of it between your fingers, the scratch of lemon in the lentils, onions, parsley slick with blood, food that, even as you lift it to your mouth, you never thought you'd eat, and do. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. And follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at @slowdownshow.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.